Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Society.
Her Society.
Her Society.
This is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. So Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of turning down, there are some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Hey, it's Her Society coming to you live from Melbourne on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Hey, it's Ginny.
And it's Natalie here, taking you through to 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, midnight Pacific Standard Time, and 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
She's responsible for the dance floor hit I Like That and has teamed up with some of music's finest.
Recently teaming up with Betty White for her chart topper, I'm Still Hot. Find out while we had Luciana doing this.
Ma i soldi per Campbell chi te li dà la borsetta di mamma tu per fare l'americana. Americana.
Plus, our Los Angeles Cherry Girl correspondent is here to help guide you through your first time.
Your first diner experience, that is. Morgan Hildebrand joins us from the city of Los Angeles. Plus, we want to know what Facebook button you want included in your profile.
Her Society coming to you live online via hersocietyonline.com.au. Check us out. This is your one-stop portal for girls who love girls right here on Joy 94.9. Now, Zebu, I've been looking at Facebook and they're just constantly changing with, you know, these WordPress plugins, these social media plugins. Everything's changing. So with Facebook, I wanted to know, like, there's a like button, there's a comment button, there's a share button. What additional buttons would you like to add?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. Well, I do want an unlike button. You know how you kind of, someone says something and you don't like it?
Yeah.
I don't want to like to not like it.
I know what you mean. It's interesting because why this went into my head too is I thought to myself, I was watching Dora the Explorer with my three-year-old niece.
Of course you were, and with your three-year-old non-existent niece.
Exactly. Anyway, there was a turkey noise because it was a Thanksgiving show and the turkey went, guapo, 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 guapo. So can you imagine if Facebook installed this sound for Thanksgiving only? It's thematic like buttons.
You were not smoking crack, right? There was really a turkey.
There was really a turkey.
There was really turkey.
And they were going guapo, guapo.
Spanish.
Yes.
It was a Mexican or a Spanish turkey.
Yes.
Right.
You don't think, I'm not making this up, Zebu. It's
true. Okay.
You don't believe, I'm going to burn you the episode. Anyway, imagine it was happy thanks, you know, someone, you know, status it out there on Facebook, you know, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And then someone just clicked guapo, guapo. How thematic would that be?
Okay, whatever you like. What Facebook button would you like? Texas, please. If you're in Australia, you can message us on 0427JOY 94.9. Sorry, not 94.9, 4.9. Or you can email us if you're elsewhere on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, it's going to be a very, very exciting show because I want all these ideas. We've had a few comments on our Facebook page. If you want to holler at us on Facebook too, it's facebook.com/Her Society Online. Come and say hello. We'd love to hear from you. A comment is, another comment is a bliss button.
A bliss? Actually,
yeah. What? So instead of when someone puts a status up, click bliss. That's quite nice.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Bliss. Like, bliss. You know, I'm happy.
Okay.
You know, good on you for doing that. Bliss.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon spiritual organizations out there would click something like namaste. So, you know, om to the guru, namaste.
Amen, sister button.
Amen or namaste. But I reckon Fat Man Scoop would want whoop whoop.
Oh.
Can I get a whoop whoop button? Oh, I would love a whoop whoop button,
ooh,
personally.
Maybe can I get a witness button?
Oh, yeah! Can I get a... That would be fun. That would be fun and interesting.
I know. You know, I keep saying that saying. I'm like, can I get a witness? Everyone's like, why do you want a witness?
Exactly. What have you done?
No. Only the true hip hopsters know that.
Absolutely. One thing I'd like to witness. Well, one girl.
Tell me.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Of course you do.
Matt Nevenedit of Wet. On Joy 94.9, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Ginny and Natalie on Her Society. Heading up to 14 minutes past 6 on your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
I feel like swimming.
Swimming?
Swimming.
I thought you said swimming. It's like screaming and swimming put together.
Have you seen the video clip to this song?
You know what? I still haven't because I feel it's going to torture me a little bit.
Okay. Watch it and you'll feel like swimming.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's get a little wet. I'm glad you're talking about swimming there, not anything else.
No. Leave
room.
Yeah, she gets very wet.
Does she?
Yeah, so does the viewers.
Phew. Nicole Scherzinger there with Wet. Matt Nevin edit. You're with Ginny and Natalie on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia on Joy 94.9 and online via hersstudyonline.com.au. Zebu, put the call out there for ideas about a potential new Facebook button, which we should write to Mark Zuckerberg about. Now, we've had a few comments. And Sebastian says he wants a no-spring employers permitted button, which is hilarious. And Adam Barrelay, who used to be presenting, he said, Adam Barrelay is my idol button, which we... And Jess Carey has also emailed in saying, dislike. Where the hell did that one go?
Yes, exactly. Dislike button. You know what? I think there should be a not funny button. You know how someone says something, you're like, yeah, not funny.
Yeah. Or like, I think there should be a boo-hoo-hoo button. Because you know sometimes people, you know, put something on their status about, it's just basically self-pity.
Yeah.
Just boo-hoo.
Actually, no, every time I check my Facebook, I'm trying to like see what my friends are up to and all I hear is like bitchiness.
Yeah.
You know,
ain't good.
Lots of boo-hoo-hoo.
Ain't cool, is it?
Come on. Spread positivity, not negativity.
Absolutely, Zebu. I could not have said that better myself.
Yeah.
Shazza from Abbotsford is texting through on 0427JOY949. She reckons a shut-up button.
That's great. I love that. Yes. Someone that keeps bitching about stuff. Woman, shut up.
Exactly. You shouldn't put that negativity out there because that's all you're going to get back.
Keep it to yourself,
exactly.
Ladies.
Let us know what you'd like on air at joy.org.au or 0427JOY949. What Facebook button would you like added? Have you had any thoughts of any more, Zebu?
What about a your sexy button?
Ooh, isn't that like the equivalent of a like button, though?
Like a flirt button, obviously, to those that are single.
Oh, yeah.
Flirt button.
Oh, nice.
You know, like a wink wink or a nudge nudge or a poke poke. Whoa. No, pinch, pinch. There already is a poke button, but that's just an annoying poke. We're talking about another. Okay, keep going.
Whatever it is, Zebu, it must be something that's free-falling. Joy 94.9 on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
Jane Lilford on Facebook has said that she wants a your mum button. Like a your mama button, yeah?
Your mum.
Your mum.
Can you imagine someone putting a status out there? Who's up for drinks? Your mum.
Guess what I'm doing right now? Your mum. Okay, look at your Facebook page right now. It says, what's on your mind? Your mum. Jano, that's not very nice. That can get a lot of people in a lot of trouble. Oh, my lordy.
And, you know, with Facebook, there's a like page. Who do you like? Your mum. Are you going to poke your mum?
Oh, too much. Can you not? Seriously, what the... You need to play some church music. Put some church music on.
There's
seriously,
no church
this is
music.
This is just it's getting too dirty.
This is a gay and lesbian radio station. Church music is banned. It's banned. Oh, hilarious, Ibu. We want to know your thoughts. Let us know.
Message in at 0427JOY949. You can email us on onair@joy.org.au. Tell us what you want a Facebook button to be on your page.
Absolutely. That would be really... Well, you can tweet us at Her Society Live. I'm still getting over your mum.
Well, as long as you're not under... Anyway, okay.
Too much.
Can we stop this? Can we oh, my God, yes.
I just hope you don't collide with your mum.
Oh, my God, stop.
On Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, this is your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. It's 25 minutes past 6 with Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7 on Her Society.
That's us.
Now, Zebu, what I love about the Joy family is it's always ever so expanding. And we have a new addition to the family. Hello to our new program.
Katie Underwood and you're...
Oh. Not Katie Underwood. But she does have red hair. Hello to Sarah.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, thank you for joining the family. Now, have you heard of Zebu and I before?
I have, yes.
You have? Okay, good.
Where? On some...
I've listened to you before.
Okay.
That's good. Bratty points.
We're being sussed out.
Now, you do realise why we lost our previous program support.
Apparently we were too demanding.
Right.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, we only asked for, what, 3 scones, oh, cup of tea, bubble tea runs.
Oh, see, so long as you don't ask for foot massages,
we really
I'm fine.
Don't ask for... Actually, if on that note, can you...
No, we are quite demanding.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I think I can handle it.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Sarah, and for everyone out there, we've got Luciana coming up, and 20 million people live in Australia. Mm. That's according to the last census done 3 years ago. Now, 20 million people in Australia wanted to know this question.
Often the 20 million residents of Australia have one question for you after that clip.
Wonder what it could be, Zebu.
Mm.
Do you know what it could be?
Can you give me a hint?
It's about a song that she did recently with a former Golden Girl star.
I know.
You know?
I know. I
she
love that
She is
Golden
freaking
Girl.
Awesome. Uh-oh. Here comes trouble. Shut your mouth. I know how much I love a wicked workout to make me think I'm still hot. And what better way to make boys cry than to throw the paint and see what goes around. Be a party animal and enter a brave new world, because I don't know if I should call you baby, but I'm feeling full of electric dreams in the skin I'm in, but I need to cross one more river to get there. I would say I'm going to be your boy, but I'm a girl. And yeah, I know you want me to give it up for love. Hold up. Our next guest is bigger than big and is going to make us feel on top of the world. So come on, girl. What planet are you on? I've got my eye on you, and I like that our next guest is so rubber-dubber. So let's go, and welcome Luciana to her society!
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Can I just say that is, I remember saying this before, that is the most fabulous intro ever in the whole world, to the point where you have to send it to me. Because I just think, God, I've written so many songs.
It is a bit of a trip down memory lane, hey?
Yeah. Wow, that's totally brilliant. That's genius.
Thank you very much, Luciana. Look, we're really excited to have you on Her Society because we've been big fans of yours, and we love your songs down here in Australia, as you probably know, with your success on the charts. And
the
last time we caught up, you were actually moving. You were just about to move to LA. What's it been like over there?
Oh, do you know what, Jenny? It's been totally fabulous. The sun really doesn't make a big difference to being creative. And just we've been writing lots of songs for myself and for other artists as well. We've just been settling in, and we've just got a beautiful place. And like I say, just getting up and when the sun is there, it's just a completely different way of life, and I love it.
Fantastic!
So much.
Must be so different from England, because the weather's much better.
Well, this is it. You know, with England, you've just got like a constant grey blanket of clouds. Yeah. I do love London.
Yeah.
I mean, London is the place for. They've always got their finger on the pulse. It's brilliant. It's exciting. But to actually to have the opportunity to do LA, you know, it needed to be taken. And here I am. And I'm just so grateful to have had the opportunity. So I'm there, and I think I want to stay.
Fantastic, Luciana. Well, you're back in Australia, and you'll be coming to Melbourne. And when you've come to Australia, you've mainly toured for Brisbane, haven't you? So what's been your favourite place of Australia so far, seeing as you've seen more of it?
What's really funny is that when I went to Brisbane before, I didn't really get to see Brisbane. So this time we went to the South Bank, we went to different places in Brisbane, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Wow.
Sydney, the fact that there's this beautiful city and then you've got the most beautiful beaches makes me so happy.
Wow.
I feel like I might move here, Ginny, in about 15 years. You know, when I can no longer sing, I'm still hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Own on.
Speaking of I'm still hot, what was it like working with Betty White? Does she remind you of your nonna?
She did. I cried.
Oh, really?
I was a bit overwhelmed and I was a bit embarrassed because everyone was going, you know, it's Betty White. And they're all standing in the queue waiting to see her, lined up, like she's the queen. And I just got really embarrassed. And when she came in, I said, oh, hello, Betty. Hello, Betty. Oh, and then I started crying. It wasn't one of my finest moments. But she was really cool. She said, oh, what a beautiful greeting. So, it is, honestly, she's so lovely. And then we went to the premiere, the launch of the song.
Yeah.
The video.
Yeah.
And I'm standing on the red carpet with Betty White, and I'm thinking, isn't life strange?
Exactly.
You know, isn't life weird? You've done a duet with Betty White.
Exactly. It's amazing, too. And I think myself and the 20 million residents of Australia have one question for you after that clip. What is your favourite cheesecake flavour?
But do you know what? I'm not allowed sugar.
So she kept feeding me cheesecake. I was going, oh, no, no, I'm on a diet.
Oh,
so,
really?
I know, I got a real buzz. So whatever that cheesecake was, I think it was a standard cheesecake. Yeah, whatever that cheesecake was, that made me high. Betty, think about it, Betty White got me high.
How many people can say that?
Exactly. She got me high.
Luciana there with me. This is a track, I'm Still Hot. Stay tuned, there's more of her coming up.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.